You are listening to an exclusive podcast on Money Control.
It is the 15th of October. The markets have shut shop for the day, and it is the time we'll be taking an evening walk down Dalal Street to see how the day panned out on Dalal Street. My name is Rakesh. You're listening to Money Control, and this is an evening walk down Dalal Street.
An evening walk down Dalal Street with Money Control.
Benchmarks began the week on a good note as investors shrugged off any negativity about global markets and a rising crude. In fact, they also looked past the rise in inflation in consumer price as well. The Sensex ended the day over 130 points higher, while the Nifty reclaimed 10,500 and closed above it. Information technology and pharmaceutical sectors were the major gainers today, while sectors like automobiles and metals lost some sheen. HDFC Bank provided major support to the Bank Nifty, while ICICI Bank was a drag on the index. However, the highlight of the day was the performance of the mid-caps segment. The Nifty midcap ended 1% higher, outperforming the benchmarks. As such, it was a rather volatile day of trade, which began on a subdued note. Range-bound moves dominated in the first hour of trade, followed by some surge on the benchmarks. Heavyweights like Reliance, Infosys and HDFC Twins provided support to Sensex and the Nifty. But traders looked to build on gains in the last hour, thereby helping key indices close with additions of over 0.33%. At the close of market hours, the Sensex ended up 131.52 points or 0.38% at 34,865.1, while the Nifty rose 40 points or 0.38% to close at 10,512.5. The market breadth was positive as 1,637 shares advanced against a decline of 965 shares, while 895 shares remained unchanged. Infosys, ITC, Dr. Reddy and Cipla were the top gainers, while Mahindra & Mahindra, Hindustan Unilever and Bajaj Finserv lost the most. Vinod Nair, who is the head of research at Geojit Financial Services, said in a statement, and I quote, "The market traded in a range-bound manner and ended on a positive note. However, negative sentiments over a slowing world economy due to trade war and rising cost of funds is continuing to impact the market. The rupee continued to be under pressure as oil prices started to move up due to sudden spurt in tensions between the US and Saudi Arabia." Unquote. Well, let's take a quick stock of the stocks that made all the news on Dalal Street today. IndusInd Bank's shares fell over 1% after the lender reported a 5% rise in its net profit for September quarter at 920.25 crore rupees, dented by sharp rise in provisions. Net interest income grew by 21% year-on-year to 2,203.28 crore rupees in quarter two. Shares of IT major Infosys rose around 3% ahead of its September quarter results announcement on the 16th of October 2018. Dr. Reddy's Laboratories rose nearly 5% as the firm announced the sale of its API manufacturing business unit. Avenue Supermarts, which is the operator of the DMart chain of stores in India, declined 6% despite better numbers posted by the company for the quarter ended September 2018, that is quarter 2 FY19. Info Edge India stock rose 2% after Zomato signed an agreement for a $210 million funding from Alibaba. Sugar stocks continue to witness buying interest on Monday after a media report indicated that the government is planning to provide funding to set up an ethanol plant. Uttam Sugar, Dalmia Sugar, Dwarikesh Sugar, Ponni Sugars, KCP Sugar, Bannari Amman, Bajaj Hindustan, Andhra Sugar, EID Parry and Balrampur Chini rallied between 5 and 20%. GSS Infotech share price rallied 12% after its subsidiary acquired a company in the United States which works in the automation business. Textile-to-paper manufacturer Trident has reported healthy growth in earnings for the quarter ended September 2018 as profit more than doubled to 109.1 crore rupees from 50.9 crore rupees in the same period last fiscal despite big foreign exchange loss. The growth was driven by strong operational growth. The stock ended 20% higher. As usual, let's end with what the global markets are doing. Shares in Europe have been trading lower as investors continue to be wary of Brexit talks and a slowdown in Chinese economy, among others, weighed on indices. The pan-European Stock 600 was down around 0.3% at the time of my saying this. Meanwhile, Asian markets fell as caution continued amid losses in global markets. The Hang Seng index in Hong Kong fell by around 1.32%. Meanwhile, the Shanghai Composite also slipped by 1.49% to close at around 2,568.1. Going forward, experts ask investors to watch out for earnings-related moves on Dalal Street. Jayant Manglik, president of Religare Broking, said in a statement, and I quote, "Earnings will dictate the market trend in the near future. Besides, currency movement and indications from global markets will also remain on participants' radar. Traders should prefer stock-specific trading approach and focus more on trade management aspects." Unquote. Well, echoing what Jayant Manglik said, it is going to be earnings season and business movements are going to be dominated by those pieces of news. And that is precisely what we will also be bringing to you every day, if not on the podcast, but also directly always on the website. But for a quick, concise recap of all that happened today and all that we can look forward to over the course of tomorrow, please join us tomorrow in the morning for a morning walk down Dalal Street and a few stocks for you to pick. And of course, in the evening, if you've missed the action on Dalal Street, you can always join us again for an evening walk where we will recap the events of the day. Until the next time I see you, this is me, Rakesh, on behalf of the Money Control Podcast Desk, saying thank you for joining us, and do stay logged on to moneycontrol.com to be a smart listener and an even smarter investor.
An evening walk down Dalal Street with Money Control.
The views and investment tips expressed by investment experts on moneycontrol.com are his or her own and not that of the website or its management. Moneycontrol.com advises users to check with certified experts before taking any investment decisions.
This has been a Money Control presentation.